Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Oktoberfesting around the world.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
So we had a few listeners send us some Oktoberfest questions, and we decided to do an Oktoberfest-themed episode since it is October. And we had just done a Munich Travel Tuesday episode, so if you haven't checked that one out, please be sure and check that out. So we decided, well, we'll just tie them all together.
Yeah, well, Munich is the actual OG original place that Oktoberfest first started, and they actually just wrapped up their Oktoberfest this past weekend. So we're maybe a little bit behind here, but we had the questions recently. So hey, let's do some research here, and you know, find some cool Oktoberfests around this country, as well as you know what goes on in Munich as well too. That's being that they're the original ones too. So Oktoberfest usually actually lasts into, like we said, until the first week of October, through September, so like that. In Munich, I think they do it for 2 weeks there. And, you know, usually it's where you drink a lot of beer, maybe you do some folk dancing in some lederhosen, you know, watch some wiener dog races, and of course, eat some meat in a tube form there.
And you left out the pretzels.
Well,
that's actually probably my favorite part.
A ton of pretzels, a ton of sausages, a ton of – in Munich, they eat a lot of pig's knuckles.
I won't be eating pig's knuckles. There's that. You don't need to worry about that.
We left out the facts about that, but I did find some cool research about pig's knuckles they have there in Munich. Our friend Melissa was just there in August, and she was saying that they were just ramping up for their I think she was there at the beginning of August, somewhere in there, that they were ramping up for their Oktoberfest. And it is a huge – deal in Munich, and it is a huge deal in a lot of this country too. That we found out too, where I grew up in Huntington Beach in Orange County in Southern California, and there's a place called Old World. If you are not aware of this, probably many people aren't unless you're kind of a local, but it is a hugely popular place, Old World, and Oktoberfest lasts from the beginning of September all the way to the end of October. So they like to do it well. There are a lot of wiener dog races there at Old World. So
that sounds like fun.
Exactly. But Munich, as we mentioned before, Munich, Germany is, you know, the original place, and it actually dates back to 1810, which was the first Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, since Oktoberfest there really isn't in October, it's really in September, you know, it's the perfect time to actually start planning. If you want to go experience an Oktoberfest next year, you know, it's good to start planning now. There's a lot of awesome, you know, airfare deals and travel deals. And, you know, the earlier you book things like Airbnbs and places like that, you know, the better chances you are of actually getting a good spot for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Oktoberfest is just like any other big thing, like you know, Mardi Gras or something like that, you know, if you really want to kind of go and experience that, you can. But if you go to Munich, there are so, as we talked about with Melissa on the past podcast about Munich, there's so many cool beer gardens that are open, you know, all year round, especially when the weather's nice, that if people are out there, you're going to kind of experience that too. But if you go during Oktoberfest, it's going to cost you a little bit.
But don't you think that's one of kind of the bucket items?
That's what I'm saying.
Travel list.
I mean, going to
Mardi Gras, like you got to go to Mardi Gras.
Right. If you want to go to Rio in, you know, Brazil. And
you're seeing the Times Square ball drop.
Exactly.
Like, it's just
exactly.
Like an institution. Thing.
I think there's some people going, hey, I would never want to see that much crowd, you know, and that many people and stuff like that. But sometimes people really want to do that. You know? And I think that's cool. I like it, you know. I think that would be a fun thing. Yeah, it would be totally like a bucket list. Like, you know what? Hey, let's go to Oktoberfest at the originator, you know, and especially that time of year in like September, October, like Germany is really beautiful that time. The colors are starting to change, and I think it would be a fun time. But you found some really cool facts about Munich, and it is their serious moneymaker too.
Yes. So I'm obviously all about the dollars. Munich Oktoberfest is estimated. The annual income impact is around $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's serious.
And almost as much money they make people drinking beer. So 1.6 million gallons of beer consumed each year and 240,000 sausages. That's a lot of sausage. 15% of the visitors are actually international travelers, which I think is, you know, says a good thing about people, you know, wanting to go over there and experience it. It's around $5,000 to go to Munich for Oktoberfest, which is 85% more expensive than the week before. So again,
that's a serious uptake
yes.
there.
So this is, again, a bucket list thing. Yeah. It's something maybe you go and experience, but even if you just tack it on to your end of your trip for just a, you know,
right,
a little
exactly.
bit of time, you know.
Which would probably be a smarter thing to do, too.
Right.
I'm sure the Oktoberfest is in around different parts of Germany, but that is the the mecca right there, right. Is Munich and stuff.
So on average, about $236 for, you know, a hotel room. Again, there's...
Which isn't too crazy.
No, that's not too crazy. And there's lots of other options. And a single beer costs you around $13, which
back in that...
Yeah, but it could cost that much in Los Angeles. I mean, I think in L.A.
Anywhere, really. If you go to any concert, that's how much a beer is going to cost.
Right, yeah. The concert price is just kill me. I mean,
Miss sports or anything like that, that's what it's going to cost you kind of anyway. So...
Right.
So it is something to think about. You know, if you're like, hey, you know what, I kind of always want to do that. Or if and we'll talk a little bit later about, you know, German heritage is really popular here as well, too. So if you really kind of have thought about it, you know, maybe you want to start planning, you know, ahead of time.
Yeah, start racking up all your airfare points on your credit card. Use your airfare points to fly there, you know, get a gaggle of friends, share an Airbnb, you know, you cut the cost in half, and then, you know, spend your money on the $13 beers and all the sausages you can eat.
But this time, and your lederhosen, too.
And your lederhosen.
You have to, right?
Yes, you have to.
I mean, if you're going to go in, you might as well go full on in, right?
Right.
But no, I think your idea, too, like if you went, you know, this time of year, it's sort of an off period as well in Europe. So if you went to, say, even another part of Germany, other parts of Germany, or even another country and just went into Munich, you know, for a weekend or something like that, you know, during this time, you're probably going to save a lot more money in that sense, too. I mean, you can easily take a train or, you know, hop a flight over, too.
Right, because there's going to come some point in time where your stomach's going to say, like, I cannot eat any more sausage, drink any more beer, or have any more pretzels.
Well, I don't know about that, but they totally will, absolutely. But, you know, the Oktoberfest, because of Munich, has also, you know, really made it more popular here in the U.S., and there's so many cities that I had no idea that they have gigantic ones. And so what we found was WalletHub came up with the top 20 lists of cities around the country. And some of them I was like, oh, okay, that sort of makes sense. And then some I was like, really? Okay, that's kind of interesting. Cincinnati is the top one. New York City.
Which I expect.
Exactly, right behind them. And then Portland. Portland actually has a huge German ancestry population. All of Oregon actually has that. And they have Oktoberfest going on. Or Oktoberfest-related events going on all month long through the end of October, too, and stuff. So,
right. So that's another good idea. Like, you can have the feel of Oktoberfest if you don't maybe have the budget or the time or the desire to travel to Europe. You could still experience a lot of the same elements.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, we'll actually have the link to all the cities. But what I found was a lot of the cities had cities that are kind of getting a rebirth. And Cincinnati is definitely one of those cities that the downtown area is supposed to be cool. There's so many great beer places. The new ballpark, now it's not new, but the Cincinnati Reds have a ballpark that's supposed to be really cool, opened in the last several years. You know, the food scene has really changed there. So I think that's really interesting. But they have their Zincinnati, their Oktoberfest, which actually just passed past weekend, so they actually finished up theirs, but is the biggest there in the U.S. So Cincinnati is the big one, and they have some cool facts as well too. One weekend, 2,000 barrels of beer are sold at their Oktoberfest, which can fill up a 20-by-40-foot pool.
A lot of beer bellies walking around there.
That's a little bit of beer. Yeah, and the average attendance is 650,000 people for just one weekend for this thing.
That's incredible.
So and also, too, it's not just, you know, your regular kind of beers. They have about 92-plus, they said, varieties of beer served on tap all weekend long, which I think that's really cool. And like I said, there's a lot of really great you know, craft brew places that are popping up all throughout Ohio and specifically in Cincinnati, too.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
And then, of course, the wiener dog races. They have about 100 Dachshunds in their wiener dog races throughout the whole weekend. You know,
wow. So that is a lot of wiener dogs. You know, and I think it's interesting too. Like when you're talking about this being one of the biggest in the U.S., you know, a lot of times I'm asked the question. You know, a lot of people want to buy like a vacation rental property, and like, what are good things to be thinking about? You know, if you bought a vacation rental, if you were fortunate enough to be able to buy it around something like, you know, the biggest U.S. Oktoberfest or any of these, you know, places where people are going to come and they're going to need rentals and they're going to need rooms. And I would imagine this is already in kind of a cool area. You know, that's just like another good thing to be thinking about if you're trying to make like a smart money move.
Yeah.
And you get to experience it yourself if you want to.
Right, exactly. So, you know, when we were doing this kind of research, we're like, well, why is Oktoberfest so popular here in America? Well, it's because
German is the most common ancestry. I think almost everybody has some piece of German.
Yeah.
I definitely have German in me. 46.40 million Americans claim to be German, which is a big piece of the population. Again, you know, I think it's cool with all the Ancestry.com and, you know, all the different kind of tests you can take. It would be really interesting to see how many people actually do have, you know, even a sliver of German.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of these, you know, places around the country, as we mentioned, I love going to different communities and they'll have like a German town or they'll have, you know, German restaurants and some shops and stuff like that, as well as so many other ones, too. I mean, I've seen Polish ones. I've seen Scandinavian ones around our country and stuff like that. But I think, you know, this much like, you know, in a way how St. Patrick's Day and
right.
Cinco de Mayo have become popular.
It's like a movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're almost, yeah, they become holidays even more so than in their countries as well. But we make them popular. Also, there's drinking involved in around it too. So
right.
That might be
there's
why.
There's drinking why. Involved in most exactly. most of these bucket lists / ancestry.
Exactly. But there's also a lot of famous Americans that are of German descent too. Like,
there are, yeah.
Like Mr. Bruce Willis, Amy Poehler, right. and Sandra Bullock to name just a few there.
Right. And if you really want to sort of immerse yourself, you know, you can just put on the great Clark Griswold
European vacation,
which
second vacation
I just
movie.
Think is one of the most hilarious movies ever. I don't often watch movies twice or three times or four times or five times.
But
or
you
six
what, that one, when that one's
that
on,
one
you'll
I
watch
will.
That one a lot.
It's
and you
so
just watched
ridiculous.
It. You just watched it recently and was
do.
Laughing hysterically at Chevy when he's dancing and beating up the other.
If you have
German
not seen
there.
It is just hysterical. And you know, they go to Oktoberfest.
Yes. European vacation. It's the second installment in the vacation. Way back in the 80s there.
Way back, but the humor still holds up.
It still holds up, exactly. So, so like you said, we got a lot of this information from Wallet Hub, and they named their top 20 cities around the country that have Oktoberfest. So a lot of them, a lot of the top ones, they've already had their Oktoberfest. So we were like, okay.
Some of them are coming up, though. Yeah.
Some of them are coming up, and we found some of them. And like I said, a lot of these cities have really started to have a rebirth. Buffalo, they have a few different events there in Buffalo. And I was just, we did a Niagara Falls one earlier last year, in November last year, and we did a giveaway for Niagara Falls. But I also got to spend a couple days in Buffalo, which is right next door to Niagara Falls, and had a great time. That it is a real rebirth city, too, that there's so many great breweries and so many great restaurants opening up. They have a waterway that's open there. When I was there, there was a really great concert down in the middle of the city there that weekend that we were there. So in May, and then that was a lot of fun. And they said they have that all summer long. So Buffalo is a really cool city to check out, especially this time of year. I mean, it's really cool that the leaves are starting to change.
Right.
You know, they're by the water. They're right by Niagara Falls, so you can check that out. But they have Thin Man Brewery is their biggest one there. And coming up on October 15th, they have this huge one, Oktoberfest, there in Buffalo. So I really like that. Philadelphia, too, is another one that this city has really kind of gotten a rebirth and you know, so many things. And they've always had a good food scene, but it's kind of, you know, had a resurgence. They have a bunch of different events in Philly there. And all the way through October 8th, so through this weekend, Philly has some.
Do they serve the cheesesteaks at the Oktoberfest?
I would think there's probably some. I don't have that facts in front of me, but I would think there's some good cheesesteaks to be had. If not,
it's not German,
if not, why not? Right? I mean, you got it. No, but Philly is a really good diverse ethnic city as well, too, with so many different. Place, and they love to embrace, you know, Italians and Irish and Germans and all kinds of Africans. I've seen events or festivals there and stuff like that. So that's it is sometimes called the city of brotherly love, and they do have a lot of diverse cultures there. Pittsburgh, which my family is on, half my family is from there, and I haven't been to Pittsburgh in a bunch of years, but they have really changed things there, and that the whole downtown area is cool. There's two stadiums, which is in the same area. The Penguins have been winning the Stanley Cup and everything. So the food scene there, the beer scene is really great there. So they, again, they have various events all around the city. A huge German population. Like I said, half my family is. My grandfather was from had family from Germany and stuff like that, and actually spoke German at a school that he went to outside of Pittsburgh there. But anyway, they have various events all the way through October 20th there.
Nice. So you still can catch up on that one.
Yeah, I really want to check out Pittsburgh. And in fact, hopefully we're going to have a travel podcast coming up soon about Pittsburgh. Orlando, and you know, I mean, obviously known for the theme parks and so many other fun things to do in Orlando like that. But they have a couple really big weekends, including this coming weekend, October 7th, and then a couple weekends after that on the 28th of October, they have their Oktoberfest.
Is it at Disney or is it totally separate?
It is not. It's completely different. But you can go to Disney and go to Epcot Center
and drink
around the world, not just in Germany and stuff like that. So, and like I said, but we mentioned before that Portland and Oregon area, not only there, but also Seattle and a lot of the Pacific Northwest, a lot of German descent up there, and they have events all through October, including till the end of October. There's all kinds of different ones. So we'll have some links to these as well, too. So
you still have time if you want to experience.
Still definitely time,
you maybe can't experience in Europe, but you know, if you're close to one of these cities, you could still go and drink beer, eat sausage, watch some wiener dogs.
And I think it's something too that I think if you've never experienced something like this, and you know, I loved it. Like I said, I love to see all kinds of different cultures. You know, if they have these kind of festivals, it's not just about the drinking and the eating the sausages and stuff like that. It's really embracing it.
It's not.
That's a big part
I'm
of it.
Just
but
kidding.
But it's about embracing another culture.
Yeah,
too.
Of course.
If you go in that mindset, you're like, oh yeah, you know, this is really cool, and you get to see it. It's like. You know, I don't know if you guys, listeners, I'm sure we do have many listeners in San Diego, but at Balboa Park, how they have all those cultural houses and stuff like
right.
that, and they have festivals there all the time. So that's why I love to go to different communities and see the little festivals that they have out, and, you know, especially when they you know, showcase other cultures and other countries and things like that. And I think that's really what Oktoberfest is about. I think it goes deeper than, say, like a St. Patrick's Day or a Cinco de Mayo and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of events around this stuff.
I think that stuff is good. I mean, especially the American listeners, like we tend to not have a lot of history and a lot of cultural exposure like that, you know, so being able to, not just go there and have the fun, but also to maybe learn something about a different culture.
Yeah, and let alone, too, I think, you know, to go even beyond that point, you know, what if you do have, you know, German, you know, descent in your family, in your bloodline there? And especially if you had a lot of it and you could really trace back. I don't know if I could really trace back, to relatives in Germany and stuff like that. But if I did, that would be awesome. And, you know, and I'm going to go to Oktoberfest, you know, at the Mecca of Oktoberfest there in Munich. So, you know, like I said, with this podcast, we just want to kind of open up like, hey, so what is Oktoberfest really about? Are there really cool places around the country? And like I said, well, there's a whole list of 20 cities for next year or even, you know, this year you guys could check out. I'm sure there's plenty of it's really all around the country too. So we'll have that link on the website. Check that out. And then you could experience Oktoberfest, you know, this year or next year.
Yeah, awesome. And, you know, as always, you could follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Shauna Game. And you can check out Jeff on Instagram at
thetravelinggame.com or traveling game on Instagram, but that's also my website too, thetravelinggame.com.
Right. So check that out as well. All right.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times. But your mind is on the future, too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.